Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to Father Sopochko from December of 1937. Krakow, 24th of December, 1937. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. To you, dearest Father, in Jesus Christ, I am sending you my most heartfelt Christmas wishes. May you receive many graces from the Divine Infant, in particular health and strength for the apostolic task of spreading the work of mercy. On Christmas Eve at 4:30 p.m., I shall share the wafer with you, dear Father, at the feet of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Through the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I am sending you my most sincere expressions of gratitude for your great dedication to God's work and to my soul. Now I understand everything better and would certainly take better advantage of your weekly spiritual direction, dear Father. Thank you very much for your letter and especially for your advice about prudence and acting slowly. I indeed wrote that letter straight from the heart, whereas you, dear Father, replied exclusively with your mind. Yet your words have sunk deeply into my soul, bringing profound peace. May God act as he pleases. I see that of myself I am only capable of one thing, that is, of wasting the greatest graces and abusing his mercy. And I am surprised that God stoops so low to such an ungrateful soul as my own. I am overjoyed that you preach sermons about God's mercy, dear Father. I see how many souls are greatly benefiting from these teachings. But I also see that Satan has been set against no other work as this one. Not only does he himself oppose it through his diabolic anger, but he also uses people to oppose this work. And sometimes they are people who should propagate this work. Meanwhile, they are fighting against it. But all this is nothing. With God, one is always victorious. The Lord does not give us more than we can bear. I am praying fervently for the nuncio, that God may inspire him with regard to this whole matter. Thank you for your Christmas wishes and prayers, which I clearly feel many a time. I now understand that this whole matter requires acting slowly. We should by all means cooperate with the grace of God, but we should not get ahead of it. So I would like to mention once again that your last letter, dear Father, brought so much calm to my soul that despite the greatness of this work, I live like a child, enjoying the greatest freedom of spirit and being constantly immersed in God. And now I would like to say something about our Yusefov house. One of the sisters from the second choir, with whom I was particularly friendly, has died. She died like a saint, with great serenity and love of God. I prayed a lot at her bedside. She visited me twice after her death, telling me where she was and what she needed. From this I came to know that friendship in God does not end with death, but endures as before. Archbishop Sapieha is to pay us a visit the day after Christmas to see a performance, and Bishop Stanislaw comes to see us often, many a time to hear our confession. However, I personally do not feel the inspiration to take advantage of this grace. Father Andrasch is ill, and I cannot see him. He was to visit us at this time to hear confessions and to give a conference, but God's will confined him to his bed of pain. I suffer greatly because of this, but may God be blessed for everything. St. Faustina sends her Christmas greetings to Father Sopochko. She will break the Christmas wafer with him, spiritually, even though they will be separated by a distance. She is grateful for the spiritual help she has received from him. She wishes she could profit from meeting him weekly now. How her deeper understanding of the spiritual life at that point would have allowed her to advance more quickly than when she was younger and meeting with him and less informed about the spiritual life. She thanks him for his letter and for his advice about prudence and acting slowly. She states that she had written that letter from the heart, while he had replied exclusively by his mind. What does she mean by this? Well, the footnotes state that she is delicately alluding to the fact that her spiritual director had not understood her letter. She was guided by the inspirations which she experienced in her heart while he replied to her according to dry principles of logic. It's the difference between the heart and the head. Yet, his words did penetrate her soul and bring her peace. She humbles herself. She rejoices that he is preaching about mercy. She prays for the papal nuncio. She agrees that they must act slowly and not get ahead of God's graces. And she mentions a holy sister who died, who visited Faustina 2 times after her death, asking for assistance. And she also writes that Father Andras was ill at that time. Saint Faustina feels lost without her spiritual director to guide her, but she praises God for everything, even the crosses of her life.